Danke, da bin ich Tittin, Oncology Fall Officer in Hemat Mrs. Lawan, Washington. Miss Washington was in the office on January 22nd. She has intermediate grade neuroendocrine carcinoma arising from the lung with diffuse liver and bone mets. She also has chronic hoarse sense of voice because of involvement of the recurrent laryngeal nerve. Mediastinal lymph adenopathy. She has been through chemotherapy initially with with cisplatin etoposide. She also had weekly topotecane. She's off chemotherapy since last several months. Since she was asymptomatic, lately she's not doing well. She has increasing shortness of breath. Her last CT scans of chest has shown increasing size of right lung mass, mediastinal lymph adenopathy, and diffuse liver mets. Her performance status is also marginal. She also has significant anemia requiring blood transfusions. This is due to involvement of the bone marrow with tumor. Today she was scheduled for chemotherapy, but she comes with a complaint of shortness of breath upon minimal exertion, severe weakness, and lower extremity swelling. On physical examination, she appears to be pale and fragile. She's afebrile, lungs disease based on red, both the basis, extremities plus two edema labs are not drawn today. Depression, intermediate grade neuroendocrine carcinoma with diffuse bone marrow and liver mets. This is, I'm treating this as small cell lung carcinoma. I have discussed with her weekly chemotherapy with carboplatin and Taxol as a palliative treatment, but she's not feeling well. She's doing poorly clinically. She also has lower extremity edema, which could be coming from magaze. So I have advised her to take magaze 200 mg once a day. I also prescribed to her Lasix and potassium supplement. If there is clinical improvement, then we'll put her on weekly carboplatin and Taxol. Thank you. Please send copy of the reproductive series.